Hey, I'm Michaela LaFrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela LaFrac. On the show today, we're going to dive into the debate over flavored tobacco products and whether or not they should be banned in Vermont. A proposed ban was recently vetoed by Governor Phil Scott, and a lot of you have written to us to weigh in about it. But first, we have to take some time to talk about what happened yesterday, the eclipse. Tens of thousands of people experienced something rather miraculous yesterday afternoon. It was my first time being in the path of totality for an eclipse, and I frankly am still processing the experience. From the communal joy and the wonder in the park where I was with my family to that otherworldly light and darkness that we saw. Judy in Norwich wrote in to tell us that she decided to strike out and head north to totality yesterday. She wanted to find a high spot with long views so she could see the shadows rushing towards her. She ended up driving to an area near Wolcott, an isolated road with a wide view of Mount Mansfield. She said it was a perfect spot. Vermont Public reporter and Brave Little State producer Sabine Pooks spent the day in St. Albans in Franklin County, which was right in the path of totality. She joins us now. Sabine, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So what was the scene like in St. Albans? Where were you exactly?
So I was in Taylor Park, which is right downtown along this main street with a lot of shops and cafes. And the mood was very relaxed, which was kind of surprising. I was kind of anticipating like a logistical nightmare, but it went very smoothly. I got there probably around 10 a.m. and people were still very much setting up and trickling in. When I came back after lunchtime, the park had really filled up, but you know, there was still lots of space for people to put down blankets. A lot of the businesses on that main street were open and sort of taking advantage of the crowds. But nothing was like overcrowded. People were very orderly. It was just very relaxed. And then, you know, when the eclipse happened, people kind of moved out as soon as it was over. And then town kind of restored back to normal. It was pretty quick.
So the St. Albans planning director told us yesterday that they thought about 3,400 people came to the festivities there. Did it feel like it was really full? I mean, I know a lot of businesses were like really looking forward to this day.
Yeah, it definitely felt like there were a lot of people from out of town. And there were certain points and times when it felt very full. But what I heard is that it was kind of as full as it usually gets for the Vermont Maple Festival, which happens there. I've never been myself, but a lot of the business owners seemed pretty relaxed because this is not something that was like, you know, that unusual and that they had crowds come in for that festival before. So I think that was something that helped people prep. And like I said, during the eclipse itself, there were still kind of spots on the lawn, even though people had gotten there early to claim spots. So I do think there were a lot of people who went to other spots, maybe quieter spots, and didn't actually watch the eclipse itself in Taylor Park, but people were sort of milling about, you know, throughout the day. And there was a nice full but not too oversaturated feeling.
So tell us about some of the people that you met there.
Yes, so I met the Joshi family pretty early on in the day, and I spoke with Prashant and Vade Joshi. They came from Princeton, New Jersey, and like a lot of the people who were there, Prashant is an amateur astronomer. He had a telescope set up there to take some photos of the sun.
I saw a lot of those yesterday.
Yes. Like, it's like Christmas Day for people like that. It's wonderful. And the Joshis were supposed to go to Dallas to see the eclipse, but a few weeks ago, when Prashant realized the weather here was going to be so much better, they sort of changed their plans. Miraculously, they found a hotel room in St. Albans, and they decided to come up here. And Prashant has a funny relationship to the eclipse, which he saw when he was a kid in middle school.
I think it's a good idea to be here, not just as an astronomy buff, but also as a common man, because it doesn't happen all the time. Yeah.
Do you have memories of that eclipse from when you were?
Yes, my eye was lost in that eclipse.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't even know that. That's so you stared and that's...
Yes, I did.
Why you? Well, he didn't lose his eye. I mean, like, he just has poor vision.
Poor vision.
Eye,
yeah. Poor vision on one eye.
Whoa.
I didn't wear glasses before that, but after the eclipse, I started having difficulty. And then I went to the doctor or the optometrist, and they prescribed me a very heavy lens. So,
wow, Wow, so we heard all these warnings yesterday in the lead up to the eclipse. Like, wear your glasses, don't stare at the sun. And you found a guy who is the living testament to the importance of these glasses.
Yes, and you know, I didn't call his optometrist to fact check that that's what happened sure. to his vision, but he seems to think it did. And he was very prepared yesterday, like, you know, had experiences before, he had all the safety equipment. So he definitely learned his lesson after that.
Gosh. Well, listeners, if you were in St. Albans or with another group of people around our region for the eclipse yesterday, give us a call and tell us about it. 800-639-2211 is our number. Calling in now is Linda Joy Sullivan, the mayor of Newport in Orleans County. They lucked out with some pretty great weather and I believe some pretty great crowds. Mayor Sullivan, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm actually here with our city manager and a firefighter as well, Jonathan Delabria.
Hello. I love this. Another invite, just like yesterday. Mayor Sullivan, yeah. How was the event yesterday?
It was phenomenal. We had just thousands and thousands of people coming, all friendly, all happy, all so thankful for allowing Newport to open the city up to them. Jonathan, what are you?
Yeah, so, you know, we have been doing preparations here in Newport for the past few months to get our city staff and the Newport City Downtown Development Organization, who kind of partnered with the city in providing this event. Again, the preparation had been, you know, months in the making. We did have to, you know, roll up our sleeves on game day and make some last minute calls. We ordered more porterlets. We had to reach out to private businesses to get parking, you know, due to the fact that we just didn't have the city parking facilities to the number of guests that were coming in. I was at the fire station in the morning, and we had pulled all the apparatus out on the pad. And from the fire station, you have a good view of the interstate access coming down off the interstate down into Newport. And from 8:30 in the morning till roughly noon, it was bumper to bumper coming down that access road. So we knew that Newport was certainly going to be a destination. You know, everyone, as Mayor Sullivan mentioned, everyone was welcoming. They left the city, you know, better than they found it. They cleaned up. So it was phenomenal to have this number of people come and visit Newport and just say hello. And, you know, we hope that they come back in the future and explore more of what our city has to offer.
And Mayor Sullivan, yesterday on the show, you told us that Newport was expecting about 90 planes to fly in. Is that right?
Yes, it was. And we actually didn't get a full count, but we heard there were over 90 planes that actually came in. We don't have the full count yet. We had a bus shuttle taking people from the airport to Main Street, and then they could walk to Proudy Beach, etc. But the bottom line is some of the people, I think it was approximately 400 people who flew in, stayed at the airport and watched the eclipse there. It was amazing. You know, I mean, Newport just opened up. We are that, you know, best kept secret in Vermont. And so it was just absolutely wonderful.
And traffic heading out, what did that look like?
Well, I didn't have to head out, so I was okay.
But did you see the roads getting full? What'd you hear?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we, you know, traffic took around 4 hours to clear out the city. You know, and I know 91 was certainly backed up, and we've heard 93, you know, Franconia Notch into Littleton, New Hampshire area. But I'd say just the city of Newport itself, it took roughly 3 to 4 hours to kind of return things to normal. Hmm.
Well, Linda Joy Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us alongside the fire chief. We really appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Let's go to the phones. We have another caller from Rochester. Jonna, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
What was your experience like yesterday?
Well, we had an amazing time. We were going to head west of our town because we did not have a complete eclipse, and go over to the Shelburne area, Shelburne Bay. But then we started looking at cloud cover, and we took it very seriously. So 5 in the morning, we texted all our friends, changed our plans, and went to Sentinel Rock in Westmore, Vermont, up by Lake Willoughby. And it was absolutely life-altering, amazing. It was an incredible view. Everybody was laid back. It got pretty crowded. We got there early. Set out blankets and chairs on a huge hillside with an amazing view. And then I guess nothing that I've read or looked at really prepared me for the complete eclipse experience. I've seen partial eclipses, and then just the fact of, you know, taking off the eclipse glasses when the totality started and seeing the ring was just the most amazing part. It was amazing for everybody. It was a great experience.
Mm. Well, John, I'm so glad you were able to experience that. I think a lot of people, myself included, are still feeling the same way, trying to figure out the words to describe what we saw. Mm. You mentioned the words life-altering. Sabine Pooks, you were in St. Albans yesterday, and you met a couple that had a particularly life-altering eclipse. Tell us about them.
Yes, so after, you know, totality was over, people were starting to regather themselves, leave the park. I noticed that there was a couple near me that was hugging and crying. And when I first saw them, I was like, wow, they must have had a really intense experience. That's very cool. But it turns out they had actually gotten engaged. The couple was Lohani Souza and Austin Stewart. They're from Winchendon, Massachusetts. They made the drive up. And here's a clip from Souza.
We just experienced the eclipse, and then he proposed to me. We've been dating for 7 years.
Since middle school.
And he's the love of my life. I love him with all my heart. I would die for him. I would cut off every limb for him. I would take my heart out for him and give it to him because he's just my everything. I can't believe you did this, babe.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, it makes me tear up.
I
know.
I held it together. I didn't cry during the eclipse itself. And then when I saw that, I you can't really tell it, but in the background, I was crying. It was very sweet. It was a very emotional moment.
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's share a couple other reactions from our listeners. Carol emailed in and said, at the moment of totality, I felt that I was in the exact place on Earth that I should be. So powerful. One of the most brilliant and profound visions I've ever witnessed. Mm. John emailed from Cabot and says, we drove up to Cabot from Thetford and had a lovely day. We were about 50 people on the green in Cabot, and it was a carnival-like atmosphere. Children were playing catch, using hula hoops, and climbing on the monument. There was also a family who had a ukulele and a guitar and played eclipse music, including Here Comes the Sun. Totality was everything it was advertised to be. So glad we made the effort. Well, speaking of music, we also got one from a listener who writes, their eclipse experience was eclipsed by a close neighbor playing at high volume total eclipse of the heart during totality. Then, as if to punctuate the song, there were loud explosions nearby. All of this made it hard for them to appreciate the sacredness of the moment. There was no quiet listening to nature and experiencing the changes that were happening. Some noticed spring friends joining them. Chris watched from the outskirts of Middlebury and said as they approached the totality, spring peepers and tree frogs in the Cornwall swamp started to sing as they do in the evenings. It's the first time this person had heard them this year. Sabine, were there any animals around you in St. Albans? How did they react?
There weren't, I've heard that the mosquitoes came out during the eclipse. I did not experience this myself. You know, we were kind of in this like downtown center, but there were definitely like I was kind of on high alert watching the birds around. It seemed like something was happening. There were some dogs that were barking a lot at the beginning, but nothing more wild than that.
I was sitting next to some folks who had come up from Baltimore. They had their dog with them, and the dog took the opportunity of everyone being distracted to eat a bunch of the black and white cookies that we had laid out on a blanket.
Wow.
So he had a great time.
So smart of this dog. Yes, genius.
We got an email from Nicandra, who said that she watched the eclipse with one other person on a west-facing hillside in Hinesburg. They remained completely quiet from 5 minutes before totality until 5 minutes after. As soon as it got totally dark, a turkey vulture swooped down low over where we were sitting. Then a chickadee flew very erratically in front of us and seemed quite agitated. They heard owls in the woods, and when the sun came back out from behind the moon, the chickadees and goldfinches got very active, just like they do in the mornings.
Whoa.
Now, beautiful soundscape there. Now, we know that a lot of folks had to work yesterday or were unable to go outside to view the eclipse. We have lots of photos and stories from the eclipse on our website, vermontpublic.org. If you'd like to experience it that way with all of us and with the reporters like Sabine who are out in the field. Sabine, getting back home, what was traffic like?
Okay, I was ready for it to be really bad, and it was totally fine. To be fair, I was only going from St. Albans to Burlington. I didn't hit any traffic. I know things were a little bit more hectic further south, but from St. Albans to Burlington, it was easy. I left at 6 p.m., got home like 6:40. Same with the morning, very easy. So, you know, I guess, you know, it pays to bet to expect the worst, and then I was pleasantly surprised by the outcome. It was not too bad.
Good to hear it.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Sabine, just for you personally, not as a reporter, but a person who experienced this eclipse, what's one thing from the experience yesterday that you're going to hold with you?
I guess, you know, I wasn't there with friends since I was working, so I was kind of there in some ways alone, but I was thinking about how connected I felt to the people around me, some of whom I talked to, others who I was just kind of sharing that experience with, and just feeling kind of overwhelmed by like the warmth and community of being in the presence of strangers yesterday. That's something I was thinking about kind of all day. And something that I'll think about for a while. And just after the eclipse happened, talking to people I'd interviewed throughout the day, feeling a kinship and a friendship, it was really special. It made me really excited about the work that I get to do, but also just really lucky to be in a place where everyone, I don't know, the sense of community was just really strong. I don't know if it felt like that for you too in the park, but
it did. It did. And I'm hoping that we can all bring a bit of that communal spirit along with us through the rest of the year. Well, Sabine Pooks, Vermont Public Reporter, Brave Little State Producer, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.